There were lots of complaints about meatless Mondays. Vegetarian stir fry was never a big seller, and any dish with vegan in the name pretty much only attracted vegans. So when Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital pledged to cut food-related emissions 25% by 2030, chefs stepped up efforts to rebrand those climate-friendly foods. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more on what they learned.
Stir-fry with shiitake mushrooms and mixed vegetables.
Okay. Andrea Venable pauses at a tasting table outside the Faulkner Hospital cafeteria, picks up a small plastic cup, and looks inside.
It almost kind of looked like it was noodles, like she said. So, I don't know. I'll try it, see how it is.
Venable, who works with parking services, has noticed the hospital offering more plant-based foods in the cafeteria.
What do you think about that?
I think it's good for the people that eat, you know, vegetarian.
Venable is not one of them.
I like meat.
Have you been trying to do less?
No.
Therein lies the challenge, because beef and the occasional order of lamb make up just 5% of food purchased by the Faulkner, but these meats represent 56% of the hospital's food-related greenhouse gas emissions. So to reduce emissions, the hospital is trying to persuade employees and patients to eat less meat. The strategies, starting with the staff, are subtle, even a bit stealth.
We're celebrating what's in the dish as opposed to what's been taken out of it.
Susan Langell is food services director at both the Faulkner and its affiliate, Brigham and Women's Hospital. Today's soba noodle stir fry with shiitake mushrooms and mixed vegetables is meat-free. But the elegant signs on the tasting table don't say that to avoid turning off people like Venable.
Like you just witnessed, there are a lot of folks who don't necessarily identify as vegan or vegetarian.
So there are no more vegetarian burgers or vegan chili. In fact, you won't see the words vegan or vegetarian in the name of any item on the menu.
Instead, we're marketing it based on the flavor or the cultural benefits and celebrations of that food.
I wasn't expecting it to be warm, so that was nice. Scallions add a little crunch. Oh, I think it's delicious.
Emily Dumont's on a break from setting casts, braces, and splints. Like Venable, she's not interested in giving up meat. But climate change weighs on her.
I believe in it, you know, so I'm happy to adjust my diet as well if it means eating less meat to help out the planet.
That sentiment is more common these days. Langell says people who wouldn't change their diet to improve their own health are doing it for others.
It's a little bit more altruistic in that way. They're putting the earth and the future generations before their own health necessarily.
In many ways. Matt Wilson is an operating room nurse.
The greatest thing about the vegan meals is they could be huge plates, but you never feel that full, so it doesn't make you too groggy in the OR.
At home, Wilson and his wife have started eating vegan once a week. They're getting used to friends' jokes.
They all always laugh at me when I tell them I eat vegan meals, but that's okay. Slowly they'll convert. I got faith.
To speed up that conversion, the Faulkner is doing some obvious and not-so-obvious things. Vegetarian dishes might be first in a buffet line. There's often a vegetarian option, perhaps eggplant parm, right next to the chicken parm. Contests, like asking staff to try one plant-based special for 30 days in a row, are popular. The next frontier, new patient menus at both the Faulkner and the Brigham.
We're looking at offering foods more as an item, like a taco or a burger, and then they can select, is it a vegetarian or black bean burger, or is it a beef burger, or is it even chicken or turkey burger?
The Faulkner is already experimenting with specials on the patient's menu. Langell pulls up an example.
We had an apple overnight oats, a roasted edamame salad, a teriyaki tofu and grilled pineapple wrap, and then we had chili con carne, so that one had meat.
The strategies are paying off. Meat as a percentage of the Faulkner's food purchases is down by almost a third in the 3 years since the hospital started tracking food-related greenhouse gases. The goal, again, is 25% fewer emissions related to the production and delivery of those foods by 2030. The Faulkner isn't close yet, but Langell is optimistic.
25% by the year 2030 is manageable.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we continue to do things like this and convince people to change their habits.
So far, Langell says she hasn't heard any complaints, unlike the last big change when the hospital got rid of fries and chicken nuggets.
You came back for another one.
It's good, man. It's good.
On cue, Andrea Venable, the enthusiastic meat eater, strolls past the tasting table again.
I gotta say, it's good. Really good.
Maybe that's the obvious lesson as cooks and cafeterias experiment with more plant-based food. If it tastes good, people will eat it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.